Om Sahanavavatu, Sahanopunaktu, Sahavīryam karavavahe, Tejasvinavadidamastu, Mavidvishavahe. Om Shanti 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 Hari Om. Namaste and greetings. Welcome to everyone. My name is Alexandra Savitri Amba of the Vedic Healing Center and the American Reiki Academy based in Los Angeles. I'm a Reiki master of the last 33 years and a Vedic healing master of the last 25 years. I'm also a teacher of Feng Shui in the Tibetan Tantric Buddhist Black Hat tradition, and I'm a spiritual life coach. I want to welcome you to the first episode of this podcast, and I want to tell you a little bit about what has inspired me. I have gone through, as many of us have, some dramatic life changes triggered at the time of this pandemic we've all been through. And during that time, I had a very exquisite experience of going within, turning within, using that time of the pandemic to rededicate myself to the inner path. This inner path has been the single most important practice of my life, and it is the culmination of all my work in metaphysics and the healing arts and my journeys to India, where I had the great fortune of studying with gurus there and having a personal guru or teacher who led me for many years. And so the life changes I went through and the important time of the pandemic inspired me to create and share with others more fully those tools that have helped me in my life. I'm calling them spiritual self-development tools. We can call them different names, but this is the phrase that I'm using. And that phrase is a broad term in which we will explore together, and it involves different topics: meditation, Reiki, chanting, Vedic healing, Feng Shui, many different things that we will explore together. These podcasts I'm going to be releasing every week, probably once a week and perhaps more, probably on Tuesdays. We'll see how it goes. It's an organic creation. And I want to explain the structure of the podcast. I'm going to be starting every episode with a chant and ending with a chant. I have a very strong practice of Sanskrit mantra chanting that has helped me develop as a being and as a teacher, as a spiritual practitioner. And so these chants are very dear to my heart. There will be a short chant at the beginning and a short chant at the end. And then during the podcast, I will be giving you tips to improve your life through spiritual self-development. The aim of these shows is to help you create a successful life and to use the spiritual practice to help you create that life, to help you create genuine happiness, well-being, productivity, success, peace, balance, whatever it is you would like to manifest on this on this earth, in this world, so that you may become the best version of who you are. And so today I would like to briefly introduce you to a term, and we will explore this in more detail, but since this is the first podcast, I would like to introduce you to this term because I will be using this a lot in these episodes. And the term is sadhana. Sadhana is a Sanskrit word that has to do with your daily spiritual practice. When I say a spiritual practice, this is not anything religious in nature. It is a practice that is done by each of us. It is a turning within. Anyone can do this. Once you do it, and you do it regularly, you love it. In fact, it expands, and the practice supports your whole life. Sadhana is a practice that I learned as a young child, we could say, when I was about 5 years old. I grew up in a Catholic household, and so we went to church every week. But when I was young, I was sent to a Quaker school for all my formative years, and the Quaker form of worship is meditation. And so meditation is part of sadhana, of turning within. All religions really utilize some form of quiet introspection, of just being with your internal space. And so I can say I was introduced to one of the components of sadhana in the form of meditation when I was five. We practiced this every day at school, actually, as little children before our school started, before the daily activities started. And so we, as little children, had to do this meditation. It's really a wonderful way to have children settle down. So it was a short practice because we were young, but as we grew and matured, and as we moved through the different grades of school, this form of worship was practiced more regularly in terms of the whole school joining together. And it expanded. We would do a longer practice as well. So this experience greatly influenced me and guided me and also changed me. Because anytime you do something over and over and over again, with that repetition comes results. So if you are to exercise and you go to the gym, you go more and more and more so that you can see more visible results and feel more visible results in your body. If you go once and you say, okay, I did my exercise and I'm done for the year, that would be, of course, pretty ridiculous because it wouldn't have an effect. So when you practice meditation over and over and over again, it has a great effect in your energy field. And for this reason, I'm saying that I was very fortunate to learn meditation as a young child growing up, and to have that as part of our daily experience in school, and then to expand that experience when I moved into metaphysics and the healing arts, and ultimately when I traveled to India. And it was through the Indian teachings, the Vedic teachings, that my spiritual path really excelled. So in these podcasts, we will be talking a lot about sadhana, your daily spiritual practice. Meditation is one aspect of that. We will talk about other components to give you a really successful practice that not only sustains your life, not only fuels your life like gasoline would fuel a car, but it's almost so difficult to put into words and even to come up with a verb to describe what this daily spiritual practice does for the practitioner. Now, anyone can become a practitioner. So when I say a practitioner, you need not do anything except start practicing, and you become a spiritual practitioner. Each of us really is a spiritual seeker. Underneath everything, each of us is seeking answers to life's questions. So when you embark on a conscious spiritual path, you become a conscious spiritual seeker. So I want to, just in this first episode, convey to you my great excitement at teaching you the tools that have shaped me, not that I'm so great, but have shaped me so that I have gotten to a point in my life in which I have a great degree of happiness, inner peace, balance, success. And we will talk about what these terms mean. So, of course, these terms are going to mean different things to different people. And what matters most is how you define these terms for yourself. So how you define happiness, peace, contentment, balance, success. And you won't even have to define these terms, because you will actually really just become them. There will be no need for explaining or justifying. You will know when there is a degree of contentment in your space. When I say in your space, I mean in your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual space that makes up your being. So I want to impress upon you this great importance of this path, this sadhana practice, this daily spiritual practice. And in these podcasts, we will go over how to make your practice successful, what time to do it, the different components, and I'll be happy to address any questions too and concerns. So, as I leave you today, I'd like to just give you the push to start a spiritual practice. How are you going to do that? As I said, we'll go over in more detail later, but for now, if you have not started a practice, tomorrow, get up a little earlier and begin your day in silence. It can be sitting in silence. It can be moving about your house in silence. It's a very interesting practice not to speak when you get up. Even if you have other people in your household, not to speak to them. If you live alone, of course, it's a little easier. However, you will find, even if you live alone, there will be some conversation. It can be mental conversation. It can be you talking to yourself, which we all do at times. So I want to urge you to start in silence and be consciously aware of the morning energies, those morning hours, and to get up a little earlier. We'll talk about why later and what time later, but briefly, I'll just say, in the very early morning hours, there are pristine energies available in the space that enable you to connect more fully, more easily, with less obstruction, with less distraction, with less interference to other realms. And it is in these other realms that we receive incredible energies that will help support our life on this planet. This planet can be stressful. It can be full of problems. It can be full of challenges. But as we work with the spiritual path through the tools that we will present here in these podcasts, we will find that as practitioners, the notion of stress becomes just a notion. It's not really a part of the spiritual practitioner's path at some point. Because what happens is we bypass stress. We transmute what could be potentially stress into light energy. Yes, there will be problems. Yes, there will be challenges on the earth. These are givens. These are absolutes on this earth. But how we handle them, that is the gift of the spiritual path. It enables us to handle problems, obstacles, negative conditions, negative emotions, negative thought forms. It enables us to handle these things so that they do not give us stress, so they do not produce stress. And when the energy field is calm and devoid of stress, we become more successful. We become more peaceful. We become more happy. So tomorrow, if you can, as a challenge, get up a little bit earlier and put yourself into a space of silence. If you do not know how to meditate, we will talk about that. If you are meditating already, then wonderful. Do that tomorrow morning. Do more of it than you usually would. And again, as we move through these podcasts, we'll talk more about chanting, about rituals, about yantras, sacred geometry, about feng shui, about setting up your space to support you on this path. But think of your path as a practice that you must do no matter what. Just like you must wash your face in the morning, just like you must drink some water, you absolutely must do your spiritual practice. Even if you don't know why at this point, even if you haven't touched upon how great this practice is and how amazingly it supports you and it transports you through different experiences, just take my word for it today and get up a little earlier. Find a quiet space in your home and commit to being in silence for a few moments without your phone, without any reading material, without any distraction, just sitting with your being. As I said, we will go over breath work, chanting, different things you will do to amplify this practice. This practice need not be boring. It need not be rigorous in any way. It will become incredibly fruitful and enjoyable. And you will find yourself at night going to bed and looking forward to getting up in the morning to do your sadhana, because it brings you such magic, such grace, such inspiration, such strength, such power, such focus, that you feel you cannot live without it. You might be able to live without food. You could fast the whole day. You might be able to live without water, although that's a little harder. But you will find you cannot live without your sadhana. So this is what I wanted to share today. And I hope it's given you a little bit of something in your brain, something where you've woken up, some part of you that has said, maybe I'll try that. Maybe I'll listen to this person. I've always wondered about meditation. What is that chanting? Why do people chant? What is sacred geometry? So these are just things we will explore later, but I hope today you might just take away this assignment and say, I'm going to listen to her and I'm going to start my day tomorrow in dedicated silence, and I'm going to observe what happens. So again, if you are a first-time meditator, this will be a different experience than if you are an experienced meditator. It doesn't matter. The point is to start where you are and to know that this practice is going to give you the riches you have been seeking. You have a treasure deep inside of you. Each of us does. And we connect with that treasure by going within. And the only way to go within is to consciously silence all outside activity and make a conscious commitment to being in stillness. So if this sounded a little serious at the end, I didn't mean it to sound serious. You are going to find the magic of this practice, and as we get into it, we will explore different topics, and I would like all of you to feel free to reach out to me at any time if I can be of any support. I'm going to end with a chant, as I said I would. So every podcast will start and end with a chant. Sometimes I'll tell you what I'm chanting, and sometimes I'll just chant. Om Asato Ma Sadgamaya Tamaso Ma Jyotirgamaya Mrityor Ma Amritam Gamaya. Om Shanti 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 Hari Om. And so it is, we give thanks and we release these prayers and these intentions. Om Sai Ram. Jai Guruji, Om Amriteshwaraye Namaha, Hare Krishna, Om Namah Shivaya.